All right, Marco Blume, Sports Betting and R.
Hello, everybody. So my name is Marco Blume. I'm the trading director for a bookmaker called Pinnacle. Trading director means I'm responsible for all the prediction markets and all the risk associated with taking wagers on the prediction markets. And my presentation is about how we at Pinnacle use R in the sports betting world and how it's really making a big impact on the company. First of all, Pinnacle, who is Pinnacle? We are the largest bookmaker you never heard of. And the reason is we basically do zero advertisement. I'll explain to you in a second why. And we're in business for 20 years now, and I myself am in the company for 10 years. And we're very focused on risk management, data modeling, sports modeling. So we have a very different approach to what bookmaking is. We don't rely on advertisement. We're not a flashy company when that is. We're really like nitty gritty. You know, our website is very bare bone. It's made for people to wager, and it's not made for people to be dazzled by our skills and web design. Why are we here? First of all, we are very big fans of the R universe, and sports betting in itself is one of the nicest problem to solve as a data scientist. You know, you have a rich data set, you have prediction market, you can develop models that you can test in real life. You know, if your model is good, you can make money. If your model is bad, you lose money. So you get instant feedback, which is really nice. First, I want to talk quickly about how bookmakers work. You probably believe that most bookmakers, most customers are just recreational bettors. On our side, most of our customers are automatic programs, bots betting with us. We, you know, through an API. It's a highly competitive market. The common belief is that bookmakers don't take a risk. You know, they just try to leverage both sides and make a profit with their margin. The reality couldn't be further from the truth. We are in a high-frequency trading world. We are serving our customers large orders, and if the market moves because we have a don't process the information fast enough or not correctly, we have huge liabilities, so we take huge risk. Most bookmakers, most people think bookmakers always take a huge margin. In terms of, for us, we talk about maybe like 1.5% margin, which is not that much in the big context. People think bookmaking is a great easy money job, but it's actually very hard modeling work and data science work for us. The differentiator for Pinnacle is, and we have a very unique business model, and I want to talk about the first two points. What we do is we actually welcome customers who are successful in betting. And I often call them my consultants. If somebody develops a great model that for baseball or for football, for the EPL, he will make money with us. He can use the model to bet with us and make money. And I can then use this information as, because I now have this information available, I can leverage it to adjust my prediction lines and increase the chance of me winning in the long run. The great thing about this is I'm always ready to take the next best consultants on. So if a new guy comes in who has a better model, he will take over, he will make more money than the prior model, thus generating more profits, just the other consultant is phasing out for me. So this is kind of like, in a way, we are incorporating many, many different models into one model on our end by using our bettors as a resource. Most betting companies are focused on marketing and branding. We are very much focused on this approach. That is why we don't have enough money to do fancy stuff on the website. This also means that our margins are very, very low compared to the competitors. A typical European bookmaker will charge you 5 to 7%, maybe 10%. At Pinnacle, we charge you 1.5% and 2.5% margin. So there's a big, big difference in that. I'm going to show you our data science technology stack now. This is what we use every day. So we break it up in three different areas. The data blending and wrangling we do on AWS with the SQL Server, MongoDB. We have terabytes of data internally. We have terabytes of external data. And we use social media data. We use all kinds of external data to incorporate in our model. We have access to various live data feeds that come directly from the stadium. So in any given soccer game, in any given tennis game, somebody sits in the stadium and has an interface, often an iPad or an iPhone, and tries to key in the information that happens in front of them right as it happens. So we get the data as fast as possible in our data model. The modeling is broken up. We have various sports models. You know, how does tennis work? How does basketball work? How does soccer work? We have customer models. What do customers like? You know, like, are they betting in groups? Are they belonging together? Are customers from Sweden, you know, more intelligent than customers from Germany? And this kind of stuff. So we really have a broad variety on different customer models. And finally, we have a lot of trading models, which is not that different from classic financial trading models. How do you react to a wager? You know, how do markets move? And we consider our customers as an information source because they communicate with us through wagers. Every wager is an information that they give us, and every customer is obviously trying to win. So this makes the entire prediction market much more interesting from our side, because finally customers have to put the money where their mouth is. Internal analysis, we have tons of reports and applications. In terms of our packages universe, we're talking about the tidyverse and data table for the data blending and wrangling part. We're talking about Carrot and Carrier and Stan and H2O for the model and machine learning, and Markdown and Shiny and ggplot for the communication part internally. I'm going to show you an example now of how live betting works from our side. So it starts with a live data feed. This comes directly from the stadium. In terms of tennis, it actually comes directly from the umpire. So in the ATP, for example, the guy who sits on the chair, he has to key in every decision into his data pad, and we get this data right from there. In terms of soccer, you have scouts sitting there. In terms of basketball, you also have scouts inside the stadiums who submit the data to us as fast as possible. This goes then into our model. This is a live betting scenario, so the game is in running, right? So it's not a pre-game scenario, so you can watch the game live on TV, and while the game is moving, we get live data and we update our odds. We have our wagers placed, which is somewhat of a Bayesian, if you think about it, like we have our belief and then our customers disagree or agree with us, and so you continuously improve your belief about what the actual information is that you're getting. Those two feed into a trading algorithm that tries to evaluate it between what we believe from a pure model point of view the current game state is in terms of who's going to win and what our customers believe. We're trying to combine it then. There's also a huge external betting market, other bookmakers, for example, other exchanges. So we try to incorporate all the information available. And finally, this leads to an adjustment in the betting market for us. So this is a very typical example on how it works. While the game is in play live, so every second, every minute, there's new information coming up. The score could change. Players can be swapped, red cards, yellow cards, you name it, right? The position of the ball on the field, how many dangerous attacks, is one team attacking? So this is all part of this stack. I'll put in an example for you, which is the presidential election, how it played out from our side. So here you see the changes in the prediction market over time. And the actually interesting thing is, like, how do the debates influence the prediction market? So we can clearly see that the second debate was very good for Hillary. The third debate was a wash. You can see that the FBI probe was very impactful. You know, it has had a rather large drop of, I believe, like 5 to 8%, and some things that were blown up in the media as being very impactful and highly negative for the candidates actually turned out to not be very influential. Some things turned out to be very influential. So there's a whole lot of things going on. These are actually real prediction markets from us that customer wagered on. On this market, over $1 million was placed in that time. So there's quite a lot of information going around in this. This is the actually the day of the election, the final hours. So this is live betting while the elections is now counted up. We offer wagering for our clients. So one thing, the quick takeaway here is that the prediction markets are way ahead of the coverage on CNN or any other media. We knew way before Trump was announced as the winner that Trump is going to win. The prediction markets are much faster than anything else, you know, than because they have so much information aggregation in these prediction markets. We have two packages up on CRAN that are very popular among our customers and open up the venue for new customers getting our data through a wrapper around our API. We have a package up called Odds Converter, which allows you to transfer odds, betting odds into probabilities. There's different kind of betting odds, like American odds, decimal odds. So it's just a transfer mechanism. It's also very popular. We just released a new package. It is on CRAN already, which is called Pinnacle Data, where we put together all our odds for the entire Major League Baseball season 2016 with timestamps and everything. And it works great with the Layman data set for the people who are into baseball modeling. In addition to that, we also have the entire US election data set available. So you can see at any time what the prediction markets were saying about what the chances are of Hillary or Trump to win. We plan to add more data, but we are waiting on the community to see if this is something that the community cares about. And if the community cares about it, we gladly add more data sets for researchers to experiment with it. What you can discover is what we're looking for is that people can discover real-life events and match them to changes in the prediction markets. That's the interesting stuff. The same thing I showed you for the election markets. You can talk about baseball. What does it matter if a coach gets fired? What does it matter if the lineup is clear? So it's really interesting data set to work with. You can use this to build your own betting model, because now you have a data set in the Layman data set, for example, about all the statistics on baseball, and now you can backtest with prediction markets how your model would have fared in the 2016 season, and hopefully you build a profitable betting model. Last but not least, we're hiring data scientists. So if you are interested in working in a field where you have very rich data sets to work with, please send us an email. We welcome new recruits. We have a very thriving R community in our company, and would love to get to add more additional staff. I also have stickers available for all packages. So if you like stickers, just see me after the talk, and I'll be happy to hand you some stickers. This is the end.